Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We've done a lot of talking about quarterbacks today. Whether it's Aaron Rodgers, Justin Fields, the Saints and their ugly quarterback situation, even Cam Ward finally getting some attention here in the preseason. There's another quarterback that people are eagerly anticipating, seeing what he's going to do this upcoming season and who he's going to throw the ball to, what the team does after a successful season last year, shocking everybody. I'm talking about J.J. McCarthy in the Minnesota Vikings. Okay, what is J.J. McCarthy going to look like? Do the Vikings need another wide receiver due to some of these injuries here and suspensions? There's a lot to discuss with the Vikings, and joining us right now is someone who covers them. He's the host of Locked On Vikings from the Locked On Network. Joining us right now is Luke Braun. Luke, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, JR. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I guess right out of the gate, we know J.J. McCarthy, technically not a rookie, but he's going to be playing in his first action of this season following the knee injury last offseason. What does he look like? Are people comfortable with him? We know he has a great quarterback whisper and Kevin O'Connell in his ear. What's the deal with J.J. McCarthy so far?
Well, we sure will find out. I think there's still an air of unknown about it. You know, he's done fine in the practices. He's done everything the coaches have asked, but it's just practice. There was one preseason drive, looked pretty good, but it was just a preseason drive. So you can't really come to any sweeping conclusions until the games count. But he's at least done enough to dissuade the Vikings from doing all kinds of tempting things they could have done in this offseason. Like, you know, the Aaron Rodgers called them, they said no. Joe Flacco called them, they said no. Both those guys starting in the AFC North now. Not doing anything crazy in the draft, letting Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones walk. So they said no to all of that stuff because of the faith that they had in McCarthy. And it doesn't seem like that has changed much. He's done well enough in camp. There's been learning moments, right? You throw a bad interception, you miss one, you misread something. But that's kind of what camp is for. They've been really honest about that. But they're ready to roll with this guy.
Wow. Well, I guess we know they were ready to roll with him from when they brought him in last year. Now we saw Sam Darnold took over and what he was able to do until the end of the season. Luke Braun is here with us, covers the Minnesota Vikings, Locked On Vikings Network. When you think about the weapons, especially the wide receivers, Justin Jefferson coming back from a hammy, Jordan Addison suspended for the first three games of the season, Naylor is hurt and busted up as well. There are now rumors that the Vikings may try to acquire a wide receiver via trade. Is that likely? How likely is it?
You know, I think when Tom Pelissero, who cut his teeth in local Minnesota Vikings media before he went national, when Tom Pelissero says it, it's happening. So I think a wide receiver will be joining the organization sooner rather than later. They might wait till after this preseason game to give all the young guys on the roster a chance to kind of prove that they have earned this job. But unless somebody really shows out, they probably will be working the phones. They already just, I mean, like 20 minutes ago, traded away a starting D tackle in Harrison Phillips and got an extra sixth round pick for that. So that sixth round pick might be going right back out into the market to get this wide receiver. In terms of who that is, you tell me. It could be a whole number of people. I don't know where people are at their rosters. And sometimes starters get surprisingly traded. So I won't speculate on who it will be, but I think somebody is joining this organization sometime in the next week or so.
Yeah, Minnesota Vikings getting rid of a fan favorite and it, well, yeah. You know, horrible. I don't want to call a guy horrible, but that's his name, Horrible Harrison
Phillips. Horrible Harry, yeah.
Horrible Harry is now gone, a member of the New York Jets. So if they were to go ahead and utilize this compensation to flip towards a wide receiver, yeah, they can grab anybody. Do you think there is an ideal fit? Because it's not like Justin Jefferson and Addison aren't great. It's just that one is suspended and the other one is not all that healthy.
Yeah, you know, I am not the right kind of guy to start giving you names. You know, ask like a fantasy person who's going to have every wide receiver depth chart memorized. But what I'll say is what they're going to be looking for is just somebody who can reliably do the thing. Somebody who has been in a McVay-style system and has done it correctly and will run the routes at the right depths, who won't have a drops issue and can just be part of the offense. But for these first couple weeks with Addison suspended, and we don't really have any idea how long Naylor will be out. He's week to week is what Kevin O'Connell said, so maybe he just misses one or none or five. Who knows? But for the time where, you know, if they have that group healthy and available, they're really, really happy with it. So you just need a Band-Aid for the first couple weeks that's not going to screw everything up. Give me a veteran that's got experience in one of those systems. I heard Alan Lazard is a floated name. Okay, he's played for LaFleur, right? He knows how to run the routes. It's the same-ish playbook. Sure, that works out. He's not going to be dynamic, though. This offense is going to run through Justin Jefferson and TJ Hockenson and Aaron Jones first and foremost. And then you're looking for a role player who can, like, also catch the ball if you need him as an outlet.
Luke Braun is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. Knowing that Harrison Phillips is now gone, and we know he was right in the front of that defensive line, what are your thoughts on what this defense might look like for the Minnesota Vikings this upcoming season?
Yeah, the word starter is becoming more and more meaningless with every year that Brian Flores is here. But Harrison Phillips, like I'm a little surprised to see him gone, and I'm still sort of working through what I think it means. But it is a big vote of confidence in two guys. One's Jalen Redmond, who's had a fantastic preseason, the year before. And last March, he was with the Arlington Renegades, and he's had this huge renaissance of his career. He has been unblockable this preseason, both by, you know, guys on his team, first team, second team, Patriots first team, Patriots second team. So they're really excited about him. I think we see more of him. And then I think we see more of the rookie, Tyrion Ingram Dawkins, a sort of rotational D tackle out of Georgia that has really been showing out as well. So I think it's a little bit clear the route for the young guys. But here's the weird thing. And they've said this on the podium. This is real, and they've been practicing it. There is a defensive package with three edge rushers that Brian Flores is very excited to use, with Jonathan Grenard, Andrew Van Ginkle, and the first-round pick from last year, Dallas Turner.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't know what his plan is for that, and they're keeping those cards close to the chest. But I do think this means a little bit more run for Dallas Turner and a little bit more speed on the field.
Well, Luke, when you think about what Flores did for the defense, making them one of the best units in the NFL last year, it's going to be very interesting, something to pay attention to on how they go ahead and repeat that. Knowing that 14 wins, what they did last year, might be a whole hell of a lot of a stretch here. How much rope is J.J. McCarthy going to get? And are they going to be very reliant on the run early on? We know what he did at Michigan. We know there's a full expectation that he's going to air the ball up a little bit more, but how much rope is he going to get?
I mean, if you're asking, like, will he get benched if he has a bad couple of games? No, their backup right now is Sam Howell, and he might not be on the roster in 10 days. So he'll have the whole year. He's not in any kind of QB competition, if that's what you're asking.
But I think it's not about a QB
this
competition.
Year and he shows.
Yeah, no, not I so much about a competition. But it's, hey, if he stinks, how much rope is Kevin O'Connell going to give him? If he's looking bad for 5 or 6 games and we're here in October, are they going to pull the plug and say, hey, you got to sit down for a little while?
I think if they were planning to do that, they'd have a more serious guy behind him. But I don't even know if the backup quarterback is in the organization right now. I don't think they have a guy to put in if they want to sit him. I think that question is more of, if he really stinks, you just limp through the year. And then in the offseason, you bring in competition and you treat it kind of like the Colts did with Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones. And you say, okay, you sucked. You got to win your job this year.
Wow. That doesn't bode well. All things considered, what do you expect from a low end and a high end from the Vikings this year?
You know, I think the Vikings have a lot more talent than they get credit for. And I don't think J.J. McCarthy needs to be Joe Burrow to put up Joe Burrow stats, you know? There's a lot of good stuff going on around the Vikings with Jefferson and Hawkinson and this Flores defense and guys like Jonathan Allen all over it. Blake Cashman's great. They've got a lot of good players. And if J.J. McCarthy is just average, I think this is a playoff team. If he's good, I think they can genuinely be a contending team. And yeah, if J.J. McCarthy sucks, they could be a 5-win and you're forgetting about him by Thanksgiving. I kind of think anything can happen. And that's why all the betting markets have the Vikings over under at 8.5 or 9.5, because they don't know what to make of this team. Nobody does. That's kind of the fun of it.
Yeah, sitting right in the middle of things. Luke Braun is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. We saw what Sam Darnold did having a career season. I don't expect that now in a new home in Seattle. I think he hit the jackpot last year. What is the fan sentiment surrounding this team? Is everybody still kind of in the same space of what you just said? We have no idea what to expect.
You know, there's a lot of buzz and excitement, and I don't think it's because everybody just believes in J.J. McCarthy so much. I think everybody kind of understands, hey, it's a rookie. We get excited about rookies all the time. Christian Ponder, Teddy Bridgewater, those guys don't work out. And I think people temper that, but it's more that we have spent 6 years essentially having to talk ourselves into every August, surely Kirk Cousins won't be 500 this year. And we got really sick of that, and it got really kind of boring to watch the Vikings. They were just going to be the same kind of maybe good-ish team that's not really great, and they'll maybe win enough games to be respectable but not really go anywhere. And it got really stagnant, got really stale to watch the Vikings. And then last year, you got excited about J.J. McCarthy. He gets hurt. It was a fun season, but it wasn't the future. We're now looking at the Vikings as they will be for the foreseeable future for the first time in a decade. So it's really exciting. We finally get to see what they're supposed to be built like. And we're no longer looking at temporary and band-aids and, you know, we just have to put up with a Sam Darnold year. We're looking at it as it was built, as it was intended. Let's see if it's good. I'm really excited about that. And as somebody who covers the team, even if they're bad, I'll still be excited to just to, you know, academically analyze it. But there's a lot of buzz and excitement around this team right now. A lot more than I think the national media is really aware of. People are really excited. And even if they're bad, it at least gives you something new to chew on.
Well, I'll tell you this, Luke, and Kevin O'Connell, I trust. If there's a coach that I trust, if he believes in a particular quarterback and what he can do, I'm going to believe in what Kevin O'Connell says. I think he's one of the best coaches in the NFL.
Yeah, and it's been a well-coached offense. They had a lot of coaching issues in the second preseason game with the Patriots. A lot of undrafted rookies making mistakes and stuff, but the way it has looked, whenever the starters are out there, they're polished, they're all veterans, they're ready to go, they've worked together, there's chemistry. This is it. This is the Vikings as they are supposed to be. If it doesn't work out, that means the whole build hasn't worked out.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing how much of a fly they could put in the ointment when it comes down to the NFC North. We know that division is ridiculously stacked. I don't think anybody's looking at them to go out there and win 14 games. I think, as you said, people are looking forward to what they can do moving forward in the future. Hey, Luke, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Please tell everybody how they can listen to you and your work hosting the Locked On Vikings show. Fill us in.
Yeah, you can find Locked On Vikings wherever you find your favorite shows, any podcasting app, as well as YouTube. And you can find my personal work on Patreon at patreon.com/LukeBrownNFL, where I do primarily film breakdowns.
Hey, Luke, thank you so much. We'll catch you on down the line, okay?
Thanks, JR.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.